ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్యం నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయముదిరయేత్. నష్టప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా భగవతీరుత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టికి. రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కెంటో 1 చాప్టర్ 17 టెక్స్ట్ 39. పునశ్చ యాచమానాయ జాతరూపం అదాత్ ప్రభుః తతో అనృతం మదం కామం రజో వైరం చ పంచమం. ప్లీజ్ రిపీట్. పునశ్చ యాచమానాయ జాతరూపం అదాత్ ప్రభుః తతో అనృతం మదం కామం రజో వైరం చ పంచమం. పునశ్చ యాచమానాయ జాతరూపం అదాత్ ప్రభుః తతో అనృతం మదం కామం రజో వైరం చ పంచమం. పునశ్చ యాచమానాయ జాతరూపం అదాత్ ప్రభుః తతో అనృతం మదం కామం రజో వైరం చ పంచమం. పునః అగైన్ చ ఆల్సో యాచమానాయ టు ద బెగర్ జాతరూపం గోల్డ్ అదాత్ గేవ్ అవే ప్రభుః ద కింగ్ తతః వేర్ బై అనృతం ఫాల్స్హుడ్ మదం ఇంటాక్సికేషన్ కామం లస్ట్ రజః ఆన్ అకౌంట్ ఆఫ్ ప్యాషనెట్ మూడ్ వైరం ఎనిమిటీ చ ఆల్సో పంచమం ద ఫిఫ్త్ వన్. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్. ద పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ కలి asked for something more, and because of his begging, the king gave him permission to live where there is gold. Because wherever there is gold, there is also falsity, intoxication, lust, envy, and enmity. Purport. Although Maharaj Parikshit gave Kali permission to live in four places, it was very difficult for him to find the places because during the reign of Maharaj Parikshit, there were no such places. Therefore, Kali asked the king to give him something practical which could be utilized for his nefarious purposes. Maharaj Parikshit thus gave him permission to live in a place where there is gold. Because wherever there is gold, there are all the above mentioned four things. And over and above them, there is enmity also. So the personality of Kali became gold standardized. According to Srimad Bhagavatam, gold encourages falsity, intoxication, prostitution, envy and enmity. Even a gold standard exchange and currency is bad. Gold standard currency is based on falsehood because the currency is not on par with the reserved gold. The basic principle is falsity because currency notes are issued in value beyond that of the actual reserved gold. This artificial inflation of currency by the authorities encourages prostitution of the state economy. The price of commodities become artificially inflated because of bad money or artificial currency notes. Bad money drives away good money. Instead of paper currency, actual gold coins should be used for exchange, and this will stop prostitution of gold. Gold ornaments for women may be allowed by control, not by quality, but by quantity. This will discourage lust, envy, and enmity. When there is actual gold currency in the form of coins, the influence of gold in producing falsity, prostitution, etc. will automatically cease. There will be no need of an anti-corruption ministry for another term of prostitution and falsity of purpose. Om Tat Sat. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjanashalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmayi Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupakada Makhyam Dadati Swapadantikam. Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha. Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raguna Tanvitam Tansajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschatadishatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Rama Ram Hare Hare. The personality of Kali asked for something more, and because of this begging, the king gave him permission to live there where there is gold, because wherever there is gold, there is also falsity, intoxication, lust, envy, and enmity. So, to recollect a little history, Parikshit Maharaj attacked Kali, and Kali immediately threw away his kingly clothes and surrendered to Parikshit. He became the low-class Shudra beggar that he is originally supposed to be. And then he showed that he had actually worn a disguise. And we discussed how this is the norm in Kali Yuga. People who are unqualified will become dressed as qualified people, but internally they have no qualities. Externally they'll put up a very good mask. Cheating people. After doing that, after surrendering to Maharaj Parikshit, Maharaj Parikshit became merciful on him. And he sought shelter of Maharaj Parikshit, who was the ruler of the whole universe. And then Parikshit told him, you don't stay anywhere in normal places. You stay in places where there is illicit sex, intoxication, gambling, etc. Only in those places you can stay. That is your residence. That's what you want to promote. So you stay there. Unfortunately, during Parikshit Maharaj's time, these things were not so rampant like now. Now it is Kali. Kali is the real king. It is not other so-called prime ministers and presidents of big countries. Kali is the real king. He is the ruler. And all those kings rule according to what Kali wants only. So now, although people think that they are president, they are king, everything, they are all agents of Kali. Because they are themselves influenced by all these horrible habits. And their value is very low. So although they profess to be king, they act as agents of Kali. And they don't know that. Promoting economy of the country. What do? They do things in such a way that everybody becomes so sinful. This is what is economy. More sinfulness is proportionate to the rise in economy. More economical regions, more sinful activity. This is statistics, you can see it everywhere. And the people who have less economy, means poorer countries, they are hankering to be advanced. Because what they are actually seeing is, see, you can have more sense gratification if you are economically advanced. Which other means more sinful activity. So in this way, people who are less ordered, of lower level, they are hankering for becoming economically advanced so that they can perform more sense gratification, especially sinful sense gratification. So Kali is the real ruler now, and in those days Kali could not rule like he was doing, like he is doing now. Parikshit Maharaj was so powerful that he told Kali, don't get up anywhere, just sit down here. Illicit sex, intoxication, gambling, wherever that is going on, only that place I give you, place to stay. That was a very small percentage of the whole population doing that. So Kali was not satisfied. That is not enough, you know. Not very satisfied. You are telling you are giving shelter, but this is a way to give shelter, controlled shelter in one small place. And as things don't exist in your place also, I will be very dissatisfied by the amount of ruling I can have. So Parikshit said, stay in gold. Wherever there is gold, there will be envy, lust, greed, anger, all these things. And those people you can rule. You can have your fun with them. Thus, gold became the representative of Kali in Kali Yuga. That is why there is such a rush for gold, especially in India. India is the world's largest consumer of gold. Other people keep gold reserves. There's a big difference. That's why our Prime Minister is trying to bring in a new scheme to declare the gold. It's amazing that India people by tradition have value for gold. And they don't simply keep the gold for trading alone. They make ornaments out of it. They make all the yajna paraphernalia out of it. They do everything in gold. Vessels offering to the Lord is in gold. The best they use. They use gold as a metal. They don't just preserve gold and keep as reserves for trading and economy. Previously, Prabhupada is talking about it, the gold standard. Gold standard is the economy standard. Now it is slipped out from that. Earlier we had gold standard, countries had gold reserves. Their economy and how wealthy they are is made and understood on the basis of what gold reserve they have. What gold reserve do you have? According to that. Which is substantial. It's something that you can pass over. Gold, take gold, give gold. Something solid. And the gold standard currency means you can print only as much currency as you have gold. In other words, the currency is a certificate of gold. If you have that currency, you can go back to the government and say, so much worth of gold, give me. That currency will convert to gold and you can take the gold. It's equivalent to gold. Then slowly they started cheating. Although I have only X amount of gold, I will print currency which is X plus Y, more than the gold reserve. I am not an expert in this economy, but this is what I understand Prabhupada is talking about that. I have only X gold reserves, but I will print X plus Y currency. That's what Prabhupada is talking about, bad money, Y amount, the cheat. Artificial inflation, things will cost more. According to that in the economy. In this way, the government will play tricks with all the citizens. And they will eat that money also by cheating. So actually speaking now, slowly, slowly, currency really has no value. It has only paper value. Previously, currency had value as good as gold. Now it has become paper value. All value shifted economy from gold to currency. And now instead of gold, the US dollar has become the standard. All currencies are valued according to the US dollar. Why? Because USA has got the largest gold reserves. It seems 75% of the gold reserves are in America. So they are the richest country. And so their currency is the highest currency. Why gold reserve? Just weigh it against our currency. Now if they cheat in the terms of currency they print, then you can't do anything. So it's become dollar currency value. So everybody is trying to amass foreign currency. How much of dollars do you have? According to that, your value goes up. This is what I understand. My limited understanding of, I'm not an economist, but this is what, this simple understanding I have. So this is paper money. The money is actually not valuable. Because now you go with the money and tell give gold, they'll say get lost. The value for that is only the paper money. It's called fiat currency. So this fiat money currency is started lately. Till about 1933, gold standard was there. Then later, 1971 something, it was completely became different. And we have this currency. So don't think if you have lots of currency with you, you have actually value. That is why people are converting that currency to gold and keeping. Right? Because anytime anything happens, the economy falls up or down, you still have gold. Gold will never go up and down. It's got its value. Inherent value. That inherent value will not change. So, that is of value now. But before, even that was not of value. You will see in Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna is addressed as Dhananjaya. Because he brought a lot of gold for Yudhishthira Maharaj's Rajasuya Yajna sacrifice. Huge amount of gold he bought. That's why he's called Dhananjaya. How did he capture it? Because in those days, gold was available everywhere. For the yajna, homa, everything they would make in gold. All the kodam, all the vessels, all the plates, all the spoons, and everybody was wearing gold. Gold was plenty used in India. And it is even thrown after the yajna is over, only one time use. No use of that gold again. chucked outside in the waste paper basket. Nobody will touch it. Hey, gold in the waste paper basket. Nobody will take it. Because they have enough gold. The king called Mandata, somebody starting with the name M, I know. It is written in the Puranas that he owned a mountain of gold. 3 peaks it had. 1 silver, 1 platinum or something, 1 gold. And the whole mountain was made of gold. So in his kingdom, everything was made out of gold. Even the bucket with the wash, your toilet, your backside was made out of gold. Gold, very casual. Imagine this is actually happening. It's not just a story. This is history. In late times, even in British times, Robert Clive, in his visit, has noticed that in India, even the servant maids are wielding full jewels, and in their feet, anklets, they had rings of gold. Servant maids were hired. They had nose rings, they had earrings, and they would change it every day. Means at home they would be having so much gold. They were servant maids. They were serving. Fully decorated with gold. And it's described when they're washing their vessels, their jing-jing-jing-jing sound will come from there. Bangles and everything hitting together. Very huge amount of gold, India. Usage. This is history of gold. India, it's different. Very wealthy country with a lot of gold. This is in British times I'm talking of. Then they stole everything. You know, Muhammad Ghazni came and plundered Somnath. Somnath temple was made of gold. Gold and all, very casual. So that is the scale of gold possessions. Huge. All that has disappeared now. Everything is kept here and there. But in India, it's openly used. In the Western countries, people don't use too much of gold and jewelry. You know, the women don't use it. Because they're busy trying to be like men. So they don't use that. Even in India, it's become lesser now. Nobody uses ornaments and all that. They just wear jeans and shirt and wear some platinum jewelry or false jewelry here and there. Selling like nothing now. Everybody goes to false jewelry shops, huge rush. The real jewelry is too costly to buy. Diamonds and nobody goes there. They're enough with that. So even usage of gold has come down. Traditional people use gold. When you get married, they use gold. After that, they keep it in the shelf inside the safe and then they don't use it much. But still India is the largest user of gold. In other words, what I'm trying to say is gold is of great value. The metal of great value. Even in the past, even now. Right? So that became gold standard. Anything is of good quality in normal language is all, that is gold standard. How is the prasadam today? Gold standard. Means super good. How is the flat in this place, this company, gold standard, all their apartments will be very good. Like that, the word gold standard means high class. Prabhupada is speaking about economy based on gold standard. It's not only that the commodity, gold, and the currency alone is gold standard. People are of gold standard. In India, the people are of gold standard means very high class culture. They won't go and rush behind gold and show greediness for wealth and all that much. That is why they didn't respond very much to Muhammad Ghazni coming and plundering or Britishers coming and plundering and taking the Kohinoor diamond and keeping it on the Queen Elizabeth's throne, you know, crown on top or anything. They don't just bother much. Because their standard of gold is spiritual life. Whatever you may take from us, you can take, but you can never take that which is most precious. Krishna consciousness. So that is the standard of people in India. Gold standard of people in India means their spiritual culture. That's why Prabhupada, when he went to UK for the first time to London, they interviewed him in the airport. Why Swamiji has come here? So Prabhupada smiled a little bit and told, when you came to India, you took so many things. You forgot to take one thing. I have come to give you that. In other words, you had no value for what really India is famous for. You took gold, you took diamonds, you took that, you took this, you exploited everybody and went. And you couldn't colonize India. You couldn't colonize India. Why? Because of this standard, spiritual standard. The real gold you could not take. You didn't bother about trying to find out what it is. Though you came there and you appreciated the culture so much. And you thought how to go past this culture and colonize these people. You couldn't understand the culture. If you had understood the culture, you wouldn't have colonized. You would have learned the culture and become a culturally oriented person. You become an Indian. But that didn't happen to you. So I have come here to give it to you. In this way, Prabhupada spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. His standard of culture was gold standard. Gold standard of culture. He spread this all over the world. People don't understand the real wealth is in Krishna consciousness. And what is Krishna consciousness? Love of Krishna. That is the highest standard. Right? And wherever you have love of Krishna, according to that standard, Kali will just flee from there, run away from there. Because that is real gold standard. And where Kali is going to sit down is in false gold standards. Wherever people out of lust, greed, anger, envy possess for the sake of sense gratification, there Kali will reside. There Kali will reside. But where people have cultural standards, spiritual standards, very high, based on Krishna consciousness, Kali will come nowhere near those people. Because they don't want these possessions. They just have Krishna. The chanting of the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Rama, Rama Ram, Hare Hare. That is our gold standard for Kali Yuga. In this golden age of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the golden avatar, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instruction, which is a golden instruction, we should remember that 10 times more intensely in this golden jubilee celebrations of ISKCON. 50 years back, ISKCON was institutionalized by Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada to bring this gold standard all over the world. And this year is the golden jubilee celebrations of ISKCON. And the golden avatar, Krishna appeared as a golden avatar, that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He enunciated this amazing gold mantra, Maha Mantra. If you chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, you will gradually become free from this desire for gold, gradually become free from envy, lust, greed, anger. It will all be replaced for love for the Supreme Lord. Love for Krishna, prema. That is even greater than gold. It's most precious. Most precious. Imagine a place, a country which is simply based on this standard of love of Krishna. Everything comes out of that. What is the standard? Krishna. Love for Krishna. Prema is the standard. Out of that, because a person has prema for the Lord, he has love for everybody. Because he knows everybody belongs to God. Mamaivamsa jivaloke jivabhuta sanatana. He knows that. And therefore whomever he sees, he is reminded of Krishna, the Supreme Lord, the Supreme beautiful personality of Godhead. And he immediately feels love for that person because he is reminded of Krishna. In this way, his love for everybody is genuinely based on Krishna. Not on some sentimental thing. Genuinely based on Krishna. Imagine that everybody loves each other because they all love Krishna. What a type of a community it would be. Their value is based on relationship with each other, based on love. Based on love for Krishna. Very rich That was what was India, based on the culture of Krishna consciousness, love of Krishna. This is beyond gold. There is no equality. Shri Jagannath Baladev Subhadramaiki. There is no equality, or there is no type of equation between the gold that people are running behind, the object gold, and prema. It's beyond gold. It is beyond being even diamond. Very precious. The real treasure of the living entity. Imagine an economy based on love of God instead of love of gold. That is what is Goloka. Goloka Vrindavana, Krishna's place, means everything thrives, survives and prospers because of love of Krishna. Krishna provides everything based on love of Krishna. Here everything goes on love of gold. That's called gold standard here. Greed, lust, anger, envy, everything comes out of gold. It's mentioned here, very important to note. When you're wearing anything golden in this age, I keep regularly hearing chain snatching, that snatching, this snatching. You know, boys come on motorcycles and from the lady who's sitting on the backside as a pillion, they snatch the chain away. And when they snatch the chain, the bike goes off, has an accident, and they even die. They just snatch the chain and they run away. Yank it, break it, and then run. You see, gold, immediately people feel, let's steal it, let's possess it. So very dangerous. Even if you wear imitation gold, people will think it is gold and then attack you. That's very bad. Finally, they steal and find out it's imitation gold. And for the sake of wearing imitation gold, you suffered. The suffering is the same whether you wear imitation gold or real gold. Better never pose gold. The whole point is there. So if you have possession of gold, you'll be attacked. If you have any type of possession, greedy, envious people will attack you. If you possess Krishna consciousness in this world, nobody will touch you. With a 20-foot pole, they won't touch you. Okay. Samiji, very good. You be where you are. Very nice. The way they address Samiji sometimes. Oh, Swamiji, call him. Eat fruits, Swamiji. Because they are eating chicken, mutton. You will eat fruits? You eat food. Very nice. Thank you for coming for the program. They treat you like, you know, you are of no value for me. Because you just want fruit. You just want nothing. You want me to hear the holy name, chant, japa, bhajan. You want to do bhajan? You do that. Okay, Swamiji. We are very busy. We are drinking all horrible things which will give us intoxication. Then we are eating all these deadly things which has put us into hell for the next thousands of janmas. All these things we are doing which are very precious. You don't do any of these things. You are not in any way involved with Kali's government. You are not a follower of any of the instructions of Kali. We don't mind. I mean, you are totally harmless. You are not in any way a competition to me. Because you don't share the same tastes as me. You won't drink even tea and coffee. Tea and coffee you don't drink. Are you a human being? Like yesterday, we went to some very big place. Vetatri Maharishi. We went to the temple of consciousness. And a volunteer took us around and showed us, this is a samadhi of Vedatri Maharishi. Don't make noise. Meditate. We meditated. Then we were taken to Omkara Mandapam. Lecture was going on there. Please stand on the backside and see. Don't make noise. We are real low class. We don't deal with Omkara. We stood on the backside and we heard the Omkara lecture. I feel like running away. What was spoken? You are Om. Everything was spoken. So we left the place. Then in the end they said, Swamiji, please come and take some coffee. said, I said, no, sir, we are very low class. We don't drink coffee. Coffee and tea, naanga saapidom. Coffee and tea you don't take? Swamiji, you don't take coffee, tea? No, sir. We are not yet advanced to that level. I mean, I was thinking inside. Inside I was thinking, we are not yet so advanced. You see, you have even spiritual people. They are all, after all the great consciousness temple and all that, let's talk business now. Can I drink coffee? They come down to such a low level of getting intoxicated with caffeine. And then the same people who drink coffee say, we don't drink Pepsi Cola and all that. Coca-Cola and all that. I don't drink. Bad, very bad for health. Why? Because it contains caffeine. And you're drinking coffee, it doesn't contain caffeine? Coffee, no. My grandfather drank, my guru drank, my great-grandfather drank, my param guru, everybody drink coffee. Evam parampara praptam, coffee drink. All coffee drinking. And what is wrong, innocent? It's coffee. So, the real standard for all these things, you'll be very amazed that people are so misguided. They can assume anything to be normally all right, okay. This everybody has done, so let us do. In this material world, everybody is doing whatever Kali tells only, let us do. Then you don't have a standard. So Prabhupada's standard is, don't do anything that Kali tells you. No meat eating, no intoxication, no illicit sex gambling. In all these places, Kali is sitting down as per Parikshit's order. No, do that. You don't do all these things. Really? Then you are a different species. You may not be part of the 84 lakh species that we know of. Yes, true. That's the way actually spiritual life should be followed. That's how it was followed. That's why it's precious. That's why India is precious. Because people did not bother about all these things. Intoxication. Like during Parikshit's time, there's nobody there where you can have intoxication again. So Kali is saying, hey, I'll be out of a job here. You don't have anything like that here. Because you are ruling. No job for me. Therefore, he said, give me gold. Panchamam. Fifth. Meat eating, intoxication, illicit sex, gambling, gold. Fifth one. The fifth principle of Kali is gold. So, what devotees do is the gold that they have, they give it to the Lord. Offer it to the Lord. This is the standard. The gold standard that devotees have, nothing for me. I may have all the gold, nothing for me. I give all the gold to the Lord. Who is that very famous devotee, Ramanujacharya's disciple, who was extremely rich? Kuresha. So rich. And he was giving annadanam. Huge amount of food he would distribute every day with the money he has. And every day he would close the doors of his big place. Annadanam is over. Makes a big noise. And it so happened that the Lord knew about it. I don't know the exact details of it. And he commented on it. That is so-and-so closing his doors after doing the so-called annadanam that he's doing. And having heard the Lord's comment, Kuresha immediately understood that this is not really very great. I am becoming great because I'm a distributor of food. And it struck him that devotion to the Lord is far greater than just being known as a person who is a great charitable person. His mind changed because he was suddenly awakened to bhakti, devotional service to the Lord. So he gave up all his wealth Everything is huge amount of wealth. He gave out all his wealth and he went without anything to the Lord in Srirangam. His wife, however, who was wearing mukuti and earrings and necklaces and everything, she had to give up all that also. She said, whatever my husband does, I'll do. But you know, being a wife, being a woman, little attachment to gold. But with great difficulty she gave. But one chombu of gold alone she took and came. Because she was thinking, my husband will have to do the sacrifices. Homa, yajna and all that time, he will need this, no. So in the forest, as he was moving, he found that dacoits were around. And it's something like, I don't remember the instance, the dacoits attacked or something, and then they showed they don't have anything. And then his husband asked, are you carrying anything with you? He said, no, I have all my ornaments, everything. Anything else are you carrying with you that's valuable? I just bought this little chombu made of gold because you need to do your sacrifice. You stupid lady. He said, he took the chombu and threw it into the forest. The gold vessel, he took it and threw it in the forest and said, be completely free. Simply depend on the Lord. He is our only wealth. Don't you understand? He made her understand this. And she with great pain saw that, fell rolling down into the forest. Let them take it and go. For us, the wealth is the Lord. When he did that, the Lord wholesome accepted him immediately. You see, for devotees of the Lord, they don't really care for wealth. Just the Lord, just the devotee is asking the Lord, I am willing to give up everything and simply depend on you. Please benedict me with pure love, prema. I value this. Unless and until you actually value it, Krishna will not offer his bhakti to you. He may give you mukti. That is mentioned in the Bhagavatam. See, Krishna easily gives mukti, but never bhakti. Nasa bhakti yogam. He will not give you bhakti. He will wait and see whether you really value it. So when this devotee threw the vessel away, he immediately became a recipient of the Lord's mercy. He attracted Krishna very much. I really want this. So how much inside ourselves do we really value Krishna consciousness? That should become our internal gold standard. I really value devotion to Krishna. And how much you don't value other things doesn't mean you just have to throw it here and there. It's not required that you have to throw it foolishly. You should use it in the service of Krishna. Without wanting it to up your so-called value that you have in society. My value in society is not based on my gold reserves in the bank, in the house. It will simply attract all the envious people. You will be finished. Therefore, if we have the most valuable prema for Krishna, everything else will be taken care of by the Lord. Famous story of Kanakadas, such a goldsmith, is just value for gold, deadly value for gold. And how his life shifted all of a sudden. But the Lord was very determined to make this Kanakadas a devotee. He has a potential to become a devotee. If only he shifts focus, how great it will be. Right? And the Lord came and somehow the other. A great leela took place because his wife was a great devotee. And the Lord came in the form of a brahmana begging, my daughter has to get married. Can you give something? And this Kanakadas or Purandardas? Who was it? Purandaradas, I'm sorry. Purandaradas would repeatedly tell, I don't have money to give you, go. Such a stingy man, he'll never give anything. But the same man went to the house and asked his wife, and the wife felt so much for this simple Brahmana, devotee of the Lord, wanting some help. She did not know what to give, because her husband keeps everything pakka locked, under lock and key. Nothing opens. She took out her nose ring, which was gold, and gave it to him. You keep it. I'll manage. Something I'll manage. Gave it to the Lord. And that man went with that to the shop of Purandaras, the husband of this lady. And he said, now I got something I begged. Can you take this and give me some money? This is all Krishna is acting. He's purposely going from here to there, taking this and showing there. So that man, hey, because he knows this is the only thing on my nose of my wife. He knows it by heart. Every atom of the gold ring he knows. Such a stingy fellow. He said, where did you get this from? He said, one nice lady gave me this. I said, wait here. Just wait here, I'll come and give you. I'll definitely give you something. He ran home with that. He banged the door. And when the door was being banged, his wife's, my gosh, now he'll notice I don't have the mukuti. What will I do? So amazingly, she prayed to the Lord and something and all happened, and she got back her mukuti. And she opened the door and the husband was very surprised. How is it you got this thing? He got replaced. Then he went back there and saw. That was also there. He came back and saw. Then it struck him in his head that, chah, what a foolish idiot. I'm getting fooled by one small mukuti. Right? It's the Lord who's doing this. And it totally changed. I'm just summarizing everything, crunching it. But there's a lot of emotional things in that. He completely withdrew from all these games. Useless. This thing, attachment for this has made me completely mad. And I couldn't recognize the Lord who came to my doorstep. But my wife did that. And he understood that. Krishna made him understand, the super soul in the heart. Your wife is such a great devotee and you have no value. He gave up everything and became a devotee. So famous devotee he became. See, this is of great value. We have the greatest value. That's why in the future, I am sure that economy, their state will be run on the basis of Krishna consciousness. Then there is wealth of all types. Gold will return and nobody will have value for gold. It will be used. Don't care. It's okay. Gold, fine. Nice. Very good. But I have value only for love of Krishna. So in this 50th anniversary, Golden Jubilee celebrations of ISKCON, you must also take a sankalpa that I will shift focus from the so-called economy, so-called money-driven economy, to a value-driven economy in my life. I'll place my value not on paper money, not on gold, but I'll place my value on Krishna Bhakti. Krishna, Krishna Nama, Krishna Bhakti, Teenera Mahadana. Lord Chaitanya told that these are your greatest wealth. The greatest wealth of the conditioned soul is Krishna, Krishna's name and devotional service to Him. This is actually most valuable. So we should learn this, we should adopt it, we should practice it, we should preach it. And in this way the world will become a better place to live in. It will have the genuine gold standard. Om Tat Sat. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki. Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki. Nittai Gaur Premanande.